Epilogue. Fates rewritten. Eldrad Ulthran sagged in his chair. His private chambers aboard the ship were modest, but offered a modicum of solitude. He wore a simple black robe of light cloth and had divested himself of his armor and staff, his witchblade placed in a sealed vault. The path had taken much out of him, perhaps even some mote of his soul, but he told himself it had been worth it. Fate had been rewritten. Eldrad wished dearly he could tell Lathsariel of it, but he had felt the other seer's death long before his journey had ended. And so he spoke to no one of what he had done. He confessed nothing to the other far seers of Uthwe. They had not aided him, but it was still his craft world, and the time had come to be reunited with it. Much remained uncertain, beyond Eldrad's power to influence further. The human, Grammaticus, had a role yet to play, as did the bearer of the word, Narek. Each still would need to find his part. Feeling weary beyond his years, Eldrad closed his eyes and let the vision come. He watched the future unspool before him, a mere observer of fate, a passenger to destiny. He watched the ending of the war, and he saw what followed some 10,000 years hence. And he wept. The cell's walls felt cold to the touch. Voices echoed in the corridor beyond the door, which was locked and barred. The occupant of the cell had no knowledge of how he came to be there, but he had been beaten and his armor removed. A fight had recently ended, one which he felt certain his captors had lost. The lumen above the door glowed red and hazy in the clouded atmosphere. He smelled smoke, heard the report of distant gunfire. Red turned to green. The door slid open, its locking bolts retracting, and a warrior in cobalt blue staggered in, a bolt pistol in his hand. A shot resounded, and the warrior fell, his chest blasted open. Footsteps sounded on the metal deck underfoot. A second figure emerged in the narrow aperture of the cell doorway. The occupant had already stooped to retrieve the dead warrior's knife. The pistol had been empty. He need not have worried. The second figure wore armor too, but crimson. Prayer parchment flickered, disturbed by the failing air recyclers of the starship. "I've found another one," he said in perfect Colchisian, calling to someone out of sight. Then he turned his attention on the occupant. "You are of the word," he said, approving, and nodded. "That is good. We are bound for Terra, to fight at the Primarch's side. Lorgar has decreed it. Horus will march on the throne world at last. What is your name, legionary?" And the occupant smiled, for he saw in all of this a design, a thread. "Narek," he said, his eyes cold. "Barthusa Narek." That was Old Earth by Nick Keim. Read by Jonathan Keeble. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2017.